Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, ready to sweeten your game? It's time for Quick Trip's Nature's Touch ice cream. Ooh, making moves like the starting lineup of a championship team. Whether you're gearing up for the big game, celebrating a win, or just looking for a sweet break in the action. Chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and more. Yeah, there's no such thing as a bad pick. So why wait? Flavor doesn't scoop itself. Get your hands on your winning Nature's Touch ice cream flavor today. Only at Quick Trip.
Hi, friends. Are you a retiree like myself and have some spare time and wanting to meet new people? I drive school bus for Cobison Buses. I enjoy seeing many smiling faces, and I still have time for the activities I enjoy. Cobison Buses offers a flexible schedule, and it's a well-paid part-time job. It's the perfect balance of work and play. Come join me, make a difference in your community. Visit Cobison.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Zach Barnes, the new pitcher for the Diamondbacks. One out. Runner at first is Contreras and Rhys Hoskins at the plate. And Hoskins lines one into center. That's going to drop in there in front of Alec Thomas. Stopping at second is Contreras. And boy, the Brewers just having good swing after good swing on this Friday night in the desert. Entering the final weekend of Cactus League play. A 6-4 Brewers lead. They have plated four runs here in the bottom of the second. That is now four straight hits against Diamondbacks pitching. And now first and second for Garrett Mitchell. Mitchell 0 for 1. He struck out looking back in the first. And he squared to bunt, and he took a strike. It's 0-1.
Lane, the top four in the Brewers' order are now 7 for 8. The only out, Chorio, the first inning.
That usually leads to success, typically.
Yes.
The 0-1. Breaking ball missed low, and it's one ball and one strike on Mitchell. If those are the numbers from your top four, chances are runs have been scored. You're not getting shut out that night. Wise thoughts from me. Here's the 1-1, and breaking ball missed inside. 2-1 on Garrett Mitchell. A lot of offense early on in this one. Here's the 2-1, and a half-hearted swing and a miss. Had a fastball on the outside part of the plate, a little bit up, and it's now 2-2 on Garrett. Garrett uses his timeout before he gets back into the box here. Two-two pitch. Bouncer on the left side. Big hop for Perdomo. Feeds Marte for the middle runner. That retires Hoskins. That's the only out they'll get. And now the Brewers have him on the corners with two away. And before Joey Ortiz hits, 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
With Josh Maurer and Ken Sommerfeld, Lane Grindle with you here tonight. 6-4 Brewers, runners on the corners, two away for Ortiz. And he takes a first pitch strike, it's 0-1. Big night offensively so far for the crew. Mitchell gets his lead over at first base. And now the 0-1 pitch. Slider missed way off the plate. 1-1 on Joey. Ortiz is the ninth batter of this inning. Corbin Burns tonight just an inning and a third. He may go back out in the third. One would think that he would. Here's the 1-1 to Ortiz, and a swing and a miss. on a slider away. He had second thoughts about that swing halfway into it. A sheepish swing from Joey, and he'll use his timeout. Barnes, the new pitcher for the Diamondbacks, pretty big slider. A little bit frisbee-like. It is not deemed a sweeper, but kind of has some of that same action. 1-2 is a called third strike on a fastball that nailed the outside edge. And the inning is over. But the Brewers plate four, and they take a 6-4 lead into the second, into the third inning, rather. This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Waupun Equipment delivers precision technology tailored to your farm. Backed by PTX Trimble's leading guidance and steering, application control, and connectivity products, their team designs the ag tech solution that best fits your needs, regardless of equipment, make, or model. Need a technology checkup, troubleshooting an issue? Ready for that upgrade? Waupun can help. Visit gritsinc.com or call your nearest location to get started.
At Addison Jones, we can hear the real estate market buzzing. Questions about whether it's a good time to buy, sell, or build. If you're just getting started, go online to visit AddisonJones.com. Try our new Price My Home feature. Just enter the address of your home or a home you're interested in. Match the latest technology with our friendly agent's touch. After all, there's no substitute for having a real person giving you really good real estate ideas. For the personal touch and the latest technology, choose Addison Jones. AddisonJones.com.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you. And the second annual Brews and Baskets is coming back on Saturday, March 29th from 1 till 4 p.m. at the Appleton Beer Factory. You can join the community at this fundraising event that's benefiting the animals of the Safe Haven Pet Sanctuary and the Poffy Shop Cat Cafe. Kitten season is just around the corner, and they need your help now more than ever. It's family friendly, and it's free to attend. Head to WISS.FM and click events to learn more.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
More information.
6-4 Brewers lead the Diamondbacks on a Friday night here in the desert at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And in to call the third inning for you, here's Josh Maurer.
All right, Lane, take a load off. Swing and a miss by Eugenio Suarez against Freddy Peralta. Just as we predicted coming into the game, Peralta versus Burns. And there were 10 runs in the first two innings. Have that on your bingo card coming into this Friday night affair. Ball inside on Suarez, 1-1. Freddy gave up a couple of two-run home runs in the first. The 1-1. Suarez takes a strike on the inside corner, 92 on the fastball. 1-2. He walked and scored in that first inning, did Eugenio. Brewers have scored six in a row ever since. The 1-2 pitch up and away. Slider, 83 miles an hour, 2-2. Suarez, Pavin Smith, and Gabriel Moreno do. They'd like to get Freddie through a few more innings tonight. The 2-2. Chopped foul slowly up the third baseline by Suarez, the veteran slugger. Home runs by Lourdes Gurriel and then by Moreno in the first made it 4-0 Diamondbacks. Freddie then was able to work around a hit and a walk in the second to get a scoreless inning. The overhead windup, 2-2 again. Hit hard on the ground, but foul wide of third. Then the Brewers scored six runs against Corbin Burns, five earned. He might come back out when we go to the bottom of this third inning. Do the old spring training re-entry. Friday night, the sky has gone completely dark over American Family Fields of Phoenix. It's gorgeous. Another 2-2 to Suarez. Broke his bat, hit it on the ground to the hole. Left side, play by the third baseman, Dunn. Wow, wheels, throws, got him at first. Heck of a play, Oliver Dunn. He had a long way to go to his left to reach that broken bat grounder. He cut in front of the shortstop and made a very strong throw, Lane.
Now, you've read some of the stuff about Oliver Dunn here this spring, and the Brewers have not been shy about where they think his ceiling is. They think it's very high. Offensively, defensively, they think he can really become a very good third baseman.
Pavin Smith, the lefty, takes outside, ball one.
I would challenge someone to argue against that point after watching that play, because that was a play that showed his range and arm strength.
Yeah, you can't make that argument right now. Pitches upstairs on Smith, 2-0. That was as good of a play as you'll see Oliver make.
It had everything. The range, the balance, and the ability to spin and still make an accurate throw. And, as we said, strength of arm.
2-0, swing and a miss. Pulled a string, did Freddie on Smith with a change, 2-1. This is likely going to be the left side of the infield, you figure, against a right-handed starting pitcher. Ground ball hit towards short. Backhanded play by Joey Ortiz. Pops to his feet, throws out Smith. How about that left side infield defense? That was Joey Ortiz on the backhand on his knees. A hot shot by Smith, but he's out, and there are two gone.
That was made to look easy, and it was not. Those are some of my favorite plays on the infield that you see, and Bryce Terang does it all the time. Joey Ortiz does it too. Really high level of difficulty plays.
Now, Gabby Moreno takes a strike with two out, nobody on.
And they make them barely breaking a sweat. That's how you know you have an elite infielder.
0-1 to Moreno. Up high, 1-1. He hit the two-run home run that capped the four-run first inning. It is 6-4 Brewers in the third. And they are flashing the leather behind Freddie. Breaking ball inside, 2-1 on Gabriel Moreno. So you've got Dunn at third, presumably, in the regular season to start against a right-handed opponent. Ortiz is going to be the everyday shortstop. And then once Terang is back healthy at second, that's as good of an infield as anybody's got. Swing and a miss, 2-2. I'm not being hyperbolic. I don't think you can find a better one in baseball if that ends up being the three. And then Reese Hoskins will be the primary first baseman, Pat Murphy has said, for several weeks.
I mean, think about it. Bryce Terang is arguably the best defender in the world at any position. That's what he was last year. So that's a pretty good place to start.
Overhead windup 2-2. Moreno swings and misses. Slider from Freddie Peralta. He struck him out. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Freddie. Ortho ASAP. Start healing faster by meeting with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. To the home third, Corbin Burns is re-entering, trailing 6-4. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, this is Kevin Jones at Addison Jones Real Estate. Whether buying, selling, or building, more people continue to choose the award-winning service and real estate experts at Addison Jones. Thank you for trusting our dedicated group of experienced professionals with all of your real estate needs. Nearly 100 realtors and staff, extremely knowledgeable and with local experience. Visit AddisonJones.com to find your realtor serving Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Waupun, Green Lake, and the Fox Valley.
Call the movers!
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
City National Bank, your hometown bank.
Third inning is brought to you by Citgo. Whether you're crossing the state line or just going across town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Good to go here to the bottom of the third. Corbin Burns back out there. It is 6-4 Milwaukee. They had a great go of it the first couple of innings against their former teammate, Corbin Burns. Got 7 hits and 6 runs against him. He only recorded 4 outs. He's back out. Jake Bowers leads off a second straight inning against him and swings through the high cutter. Bowers started the 4-run rally last inning with a ground ball single. 6-4 ball game in the 0-1. Curveball dips low, 1-1. Bowers, I think, has had a very impressive spring. It's a guy who's not on a major league deal. So he's got to impress to make the roster, and I think he's done just about everything he can. The 1-1. Inside, 2-1. With his hit earlier, he's hitting .300 this spring. You know he plays good defense at first base. He's playing the outfield tonight. The 2-1, I beg your pardon, is low on a curve, and it is 3-1 on Jake. Oliver Dunn and Tyler Black will follow him. Some of the guys fighting for those final opening day roster spots like Bowers, trying to make final good impressions. 3-1 swing and a miss. It's a full count. There's a report out there that the Brewers may have moved on from Mark Canna. You can find that, I'm sure, across the internet tonight. Manuel Margot, who's been an outfielder, has played well throughout the camp, is in a similar spot. Vinny Capra, who does not have minor league options, has had a great camp. Leading off the bottom of the third, the 3-2. Swung on, tipped into the catcher's mitt, and held on to. He struck him out. Cutter there. Came through the back door. Corbin Burns strikes out Bowers. That's his third punch out. One gone. It'll bring up Oliver Dunn. The catcher Moreno then called out by Corbin to go have a chat. Tonight's broadcast is also brought to you by the Wisconsin Dental Association. No dental insurance, but need dental care? The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% from a statewide network of trusted WDA dentists. Join at WDAClub.com. Ball one on Dunn. Reached on a fielder's choice E4 last inning. He's officially 0-for-1. 1-0 pitch is chopped very softly up the first baseline. Picked by Burns. Jumps, throws, it's dropped. I'm not sure if he had him out anyway. The first baseman, Smith, had the ball dislodged from his glove by Oliver Dunn as he was running past the bag, and Oliver is safe. And Pavin Smith removes the glove from his wrist. You hope he's all right. See how they scored that. It was a swinging bunt that was just slithering up that first base side grass. Corbin made an athletic play, jumping and throwing, and he had it there in time, had the first baseman held onto the ball. One out runner, though. Here's Tyler Black. Throwed first low. That was a scud missile, and Pavin Smith picked it to save an error. So back safely is done. They ruled his swinging bunt a base hit. Tyler Black had an RBI ground out last inning. Now the first pitch to him. Curveball drops in, knee high, strike one. It might have been a ball that you rule a base hit because it's just like, well, who do you give an error to? First baseman had his glove almost taken off his hand by the runner. The one pitch popped up behind third base. Suarez retreating into foul ground. Suarez over his shoulder makes the catch with his back to the infield. A foul pop out. Eugenio Suarez made a very fine catch on it, looking up into the darkened night sky. Ball was not up in the air very long. He had a long way to go into foul territory. And he caught it a la Willie Mays. Back to first goes Dunn. So two out. Corbin's got a chance at his first scoreless inning of the night. Here comes Caleb Durbin. 6-4 Brewers. We're in the bottom of the third, and Durbin has been terrific in the first two innings. A bunt hit and then an RBI double. He'll take outside ball one.
Not only is he 2-for-2, he has stolen two bases, and he has scored two of the six Milwaukee runs. Talking about making a good last impression as camp gets ready to break. Burns 1-0. Hit hard, but foul on the ground wide of third. Pat Murphy loves Caleb Durbin. I don't think I'm exaggerating in using that word loves. Every time he talks about him, his face lights up. Leading from first is done. The 1-1 pitch. Durbin took it at the knees for a strike on a fastball, and it's 1-2.
You know, when the Brewers acquired him, the focus, I think, for most was on the Nestor Cortez part of that trade. But the more you read about Caleb Durbin, the more he sounded like the kind of player that Pat Murphy really likes.
There goes the runner on a pitch that swung on and missed. It gets away from the catcher Moreno, but he picks it up in foul territory and throws to first. Durbin is out, and that'll retire the side. Three outs, and then Durbin ran into Pavin Smith as well as he caught the throw at first base. Tough inning for Pavin. That time he held onto the ball. So strikeout 2-3, a couple of Ks in the inning for Corbin Burns. We go to the fourth at 6-4 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion
or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aw.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
It's Woodmans.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up, it is good!
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Headed into the fourth inning on a night game from Maryvale, the Brewers' spring training home. They lead the Diamondbacks 6-4, and Jake McCarthy is the designated hitter. He'll take a little bit outside from Freddy Peralta. Freddie's settled in after giving up the couple of homers in the first for the four Diamondback runs. Scoreless frames in the second and third. Catches the outside corner just barely with a fastball to McCarthy, 1-1. Bottom third of the order, Alec Thomas and Geraldo Perdomo will follow. Timeout was used by the left-handed batting Jake McCarthy. Grounded out to the pitcher his first time. Here comes 1-1. Big swing, no contact, at a high, hard one. 1-2. Fun night here. This is the biggest crowd I've ever seen at this ballpark. It is packed to the gills. 1-2 pitch bounced about 4 feet in front of the plate. It ate alive Contreras as it went by. May have actually hit the umpire, too. Who did it hit first? Probably William. 2-2. Slider that got away. But yeah, I don't ever remember seeing this ballpark this packed.
Our biggest crowd this spring here at this ballpark is 9,077.
2-2 lined in the left center. Long run for Bowers over into the gap. Can't get it. It will one hop to the fence.
And that's a double for Jake McCarthy. Got a fastball and hit it well to the opposite field to begin the fourth inning for Arizona. And I was here that day.
This is bigger, I think, don't you?
A week ago, right, against the Giants. And I think this is maybe significantly more crowded.
Yeah, I think it's a bigger crowd than that. Yeah, I think you're pushing 10,000 today.
It's got a real fun feel in the air here tonight with Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns dueling. Alec Thomas grounds a foul here with nobody out in the top of the fourth. It goes up the first baseline, nothing and one. You thought that you'd see some great pitching. It's been the offenses that have dominated, especially the Brewers when they had that four-run second inning to take the lead against Burns. Alec Thomas struck out back in the second. Peralta with an 0-1. Swing and a foul back into the screen. High fastball, nothing in two. So we've had some good home Fridays in spring training the last couple of weeks. Brewers Wisconsin first Fridays are back for 2025 in the regular season at American Family Field. Freddie Wheels back towards second, no throw. Trying to keep Jake McCarthy close by. Every Wisconsin resident gets half off Brewers tickets at the first Friday home game of each month, starting in the opening homestand, April 4th. 0-2 pitch. Broken back grounder deflected by Peralta, and he can't pick it up cleanly after it hit his glove. Everybody is safe. Over to third, McCarthy. Thomas is at first with an infield single. Hard comebacker, and that one ate Freddie Peralta alive on the mound. He reached down, got the glove on it, then it kicked about 10 feet up into the air. Wasn't a bad pitch, but a bad result for Freddie at the end of the day. Runners are on the corners with nobody out for Geraldo Perdomo. And great speed on the bases with McCarthy and Thomas. Perdomo walked a couple of innings ago. First pitch coming. Perdomo takes low and in ball one. I was telling you about Wisconsin first Fridays. First one being 2 weeks from tonight. Grab your tickets. Brewers.com/Wisconsin Fridays. Outside on Perdomo, batting left-handed. A fastball makes it 2-0. It's 6-4 Milwaukee, but that is tenuous at the moment. No activity in the bullpen. This is Freddie Peralta's fight in the fourth. They lead from the corners in the 2-0 pitch inside, ball three. Yanked a fastball to the glove side, 3-0. That first homestand, which is now under 2 weeks away from getting going, it'll be the Royals for three and then the Reds. They'll be the team in town for that first Wisconsin first Friday. 3-0 coming. Perdomo had a green light and he swings and he tips it into the catcher's mitt. Took a big rip, 3-1.
Yeah, Royals team that was in the divisional series against the Yankees last year, and of course equipped with a superstar in Bobby Witt Jr.
3-1, big swing, another foul ball though. This one back over the screen, and it's a full count on Geraldo Perdomo. And then the Reds.
A really intriguing team with Terry Francona managing them, right?
And that'll be our first Central Division battle of the season. That's a four-game series, Thursday through Sunday at the end of that first homestand. We're going to have played a regular season game by this time next week. 3-2 on Perdomo. The runner goes for second. Pitch is high. Ball four. He lost him, and the bases are loaded. Perdomo took a fastball well up and out. It's a double, single, walk. Bases loaded for the top of the order here. And Contreras is going to go pay Freddie Peralta a visit before Ketel Marte. Diamondbacks have the table set for a big inning. So Contreras is visiting with Peralta as the right-hander over from the minor league camp. Garrett Stallings is throwing in the bullpen. It's a Pottawatomie trip to the mound. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Dozens of sports betting kiosks
Massive video wall, VIP seating, and more. It's a sports betting paradise. So here comes Ketel Marte. 2 for 2, a double and a single. And he's hit each of them very hard. Takes a slider, comes through the back door for strike one. Peralta is approaching 80 pitches. Timeout called before the 0-1. Joey Ortiz, the Brewers shortstop, walks in to the dugout. Ricky Weeks, the associate manager, meets him. And now they walk in together inside the dugout. Have you ever seen that? I don't think I ever have. The shortstop called timeout on an 0-1 count, ran into the dugout, and he has left this game. Joey Ortiz leaving. I hope everything is okay with Mr. Ortiz. So we have a new shortstop coming in for the Brewers. Eduardo Garcia is the one who takes over for Ortiz. It was mid at bat that Joey ran in, got met about 5 steps from the beginning of the dugout, and then went in with Ricky Weeks and just never reemerged. 0-1 the count, meanwhile, on Ketel Marte, one of the best in the National League offensively a year ago. So Garcia, the new shortstop, bases loaded, nobody out in the fourth. 6-4 Milwaukee, and the 0-1 pitch. Went with a changeup, bounced it in, Contreras blocked it. 1-1. If we get any word about the reason for Joey Ortiz's exit, of course, we'll pass that along to you as soon as we can. The 1-1. Line drive, base hit, right center field. That's going to tie the game. As scoring from third is McCarthy. Thomas right behind him. The ball goes all the way to the fence. And rounding third is the third runner, Perdomo. He scores. Throw to third. Marte is safe. It's a three-run triple for Ketel Marte, who is 3-for-3 in 4 innings, and it's now Arizona in front 7-6. That's going to be it for now for Freddy Peralta. Here comes Pat Murphy out of the dugout. Ketel Marte has always been a Brewers killer. Now, spring training is what it is, but he's continued that here tonight. In the regular season, in his career lane, he hits .368. In almost 40 career games against Milwaukee.
Yeah, he played well last year against the Brewers, especially in that series down in Arizona. He's just a good player. I mean, he's going to have good numbers against most teams, but those numbers that you put out there, especially good.
So now he's at third. There's still nobody out, and it's 7-6 Diamondbacks as we get a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. Garrett Stallings coming in. U.S. Cellular, game is on. Don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. Built for us. We'll be back after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to plan your total experience getaway to the Island Resort and Casino. With over 450 hotel rooms and a luxurious spa, relax in style before diving into nonstop casino action. Watch your favorite teams on the big screens and enjoy great food and drinks at T-Mex-E Sports Bar, or savor top-tier dining at Horizon Steakhouse. Then amp up your night with live music and comedy. Head to where the big game, big wins, and big fun come together. The Island Resort and Casino.
At Purveya, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Purveya.
At Purveya Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you. That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Garrett Stallings inherits a runner at third and nobody out. Jam for his ball one to Corbin Carroll with the infield in. 1-0 pitch inside 2-0. Four batters came to the plate in the fourth inning against Freddy Peralta. They all reached. And a three-run triple by Ketel Marte's made it 7-6, the Diamondbacks. Carroll went 0-2 against Freddy. Infield up, 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Got the sinker by him, did Garrett Stallings, whom we've seen quite a bit coming over from the minor league camp to pitch in these big league games this spring. This is his seventh outing. He's got a win. 2-1 on Carroll, the pitch. Hard ground ball, but pulled foul up the first baseline. It went into the Brewers' dugout. Just went right down the staircase. Everybody's scattered, and that makes it 2-2 on Carroll. So Freddy Peralta ends up going three innings plus. 2-2. Carroll breaks his bat, grounds it just foul. Hard hit up the first baseline. We've seen our fair share of broken bat where the ball has gone a good distance tonight, haven't we? That one was nearly an RBI hit. Missed by maybe half a foot. Carroll going back to the dugout for some new lumber. Take a look at Freddy Peralta tonight. He ended up throwing, I think, over 80 pitches. They don't give that final count to us in the box score that we're afforded. But last I looked up, he was approaching 80 here well before that Marte three-run triple knocked him out of the game. And he is slated to get the ball next Thursday in New York City, so that's probably it for the night. New bat for Carroll, 2-2 against Stallings. Runners at third, nobody's out. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. He got him with a changeup. That's a beauty from Garrett Stallings to get Corbin Carroll for the first out of the inning. Ortho ASAP. They present all strikeouts by Brewers pitching. You'll hear us say that a lot this year. Seven hits against Peralta. At least seven runs. All of them earned. Here comes Lourdes Gurriel Jr., who's got a two-run homer. Infield stays in, and the pitch is lined into right center. Base hit. Gurriel shoots it in front of Jackson Chourio. Scoring the fourth run of the inning is Marte from third. It is 8-6 Diamondbacks. We are in the fourth inning. So you can close the book on Peralta. Gives up eight runs tonight. There have been three different four-run innings in this game already. I don't think the Brewers are going to be too worried at all about the Peralta numbers tonight. Needed to get his work in, needed to come out of it healthy, which you hope was the case. Just make sure that he's good to go at least five or six innings at Yankee Stadium next Thursday. Now, Eugenio Suarez. He's walked and grounded out to third on a fine play by Oliver Dunn. He'll take a letter-high strike. That was up, but called as such by Brian Walsh. Lourdes Gurriel's now driven in three. He leads at first with one out. Stallings 0-1. Suarez takes the change way outside. A lunging catch by Contreras, 1-1. We've seen enough of the Gurriel brothers this week. On Monday, playing the Padres, the older brother, Yuli Gurriel, was playing against the Brewers, and he had four RBI. 1-1 pitch. Suarez, big swing and a miss over the change. It's the best pitch that Garrett Stallings features, 1-2. Yuli is 40 years old now. Lourdes, 9 years his younger. Both productive major leaguers. 1-2. Now the pitch by Stallings. Just missed. It's a fastball, a touch, I guess, outside. 2-2. Freddie walked three tonight in his three-plus innings. Ground ball foul by Suarez. It's his dugout fencing up the third baseline. It remains 2-2. Four strikeouts for Peralta, and again up about 80 pitches in three innings plus four batters. Stallings has a new sign from Contreras. Runner at first and the 2-2 again. Came inside, but he swung at it and just got a piece, did Eugenio Suarez. Squibs a foul to the backstop, one that could have hit him had he not hit it. Remains 2-2. Jump in on the Brewers' fun with a kids and seniors discount. It features 50% off select tickets for seniors ages 60-plus and kids 14 and under. It's courtesy of Quartz. Great deal. 2-2 again to Suarez. Swung on and skied into shallow center, way up into the night sky. Center fielder is Garrett Mitchell coming on in. Looks up. With two hands, he reaches out and makes the catch. That'll be the second out here in the fourth inning. And bring up Haven Smith. Take advantage of that great kids and seniors discount. They'll do it, actually, Lane, on the third day of the homestand, April 2nd against the Royals. That's the first one, a Wednesday afternoon.
It's a day game. That's a 12:10 first pitch, if memory serves me.
You got it. Get your tickets, brewers.com/kids and seniors. We're going to have a pinch hitter here for Paven Smith. Paven's had enough tonight. He's been run over a couple of times at first base.
Yeah, he was holding his hand, but remember he took the glove off there in that last half inning. Maybe they decided that was enough for that tonight.
Ben McLaughlin batting, a lefty. Takes strike two, nothing in two from Garrett Stallings. Paven went 0-for-2 and had those adventures defensively, so he's done for the evening. Four runs in the fourth, 8-6 Diamondbacks leading. Runner at first base, Gurriel. 0-2 pitch. Change up low, taken by McLaughlin. Garrett Stallings holds the ball on his belt. Now the 1-2 pitch, swung on, chopped foul up the first baseline. It remains 1-2 on Ben McLaughlin. This is the second year in a row the folks here at American Family Fields of Phoenix have decided to play a night game in the Cactus League. And each year, Lane, they've had a great crowd. We talked about how big it is here tonight. It's been popular. 1-2 pitch. McLaughlin takes inside. It's 2-2.
Yeah, last year, decent crowd. Not just decent crowd, very good crowd. Last year, it really wasn't a thing. They did it in 2020, right before spring training shut down. That was the first night game here in a long time when they played that game.
2-2, low and away. It was close, but it's a full count on McLaughlin.
Now, we've talked a little bit tonight about all the offense, but Brian Walsh's strike zone's not helping either. It is a very conservative strike zone.
It's tight.
It's a little tight. He's not giving any of those low strikes, hardly.
Runner will go with two out. There goes Gurriel, 3-2, hit in the air to right, backing up Churio with a play, now moving over towards the foul line and in front of the track. He makes the catch, and the side is retired. So Garrett Stallings cleans up the inning after Freddie Peralta gives up four runs ultimately. We go to the bottom of the fourth, 8-6 Diamondbacks on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Your hometown crew.
Yelich trying to steal home. Here's the throw to the plate. He's safe.
No matter where you live.
Yelich sprinted home.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, baseball fans, don't forget George Webb predicts the crew will win 12 games in a row this season, and when they do, we'll be celebrating. Learn more at georgewebb.com. Welcome back for the bottom of the fourth. Yeah, bottom of the fourth. 8-6 Arizona, and Corbin Burns is still out there. Jackson Churio greets him. He's gone 1-for-2 in RBI single. Burns pitch, swing, ground ball, back through the middle. That's another base hit for Jackson. Center fielder Thomas picks it up, throws it in. It's a leadoff single. Jackson Churio's quest to bat 500 in the Cactus League continues. And I'm actually not even kidding.
I mean, it's, look, spring training is spring training. You take everything with a grain of salt. He's going to get pitched differently in the regular season than he's getting pitched right now. Guys aren't going off the scouting report so much when they're pitching to him today.
Burns to William Contreras, first pitch swing, and a smash into center for another base hit on a hop in front of Thomas. Up to second goes Churio, and he'll put on the brakes there. William is 3-for-3, an RBI double, an RBI single, and now that's screaming line drive knock. This is Corbin Burns, by the way, the Brewers are doing this against. This is not your average Joe Schmo.
But for Jackson, I think the thing that's been impressive isn't so much the average or the numbers. It's, to me, it's how hard he's consistently hit the ball all spring. There hasn't been a lot of soft contact in that 475 coming in.
No cheapies. Rhys Hoskins now. He will take a breaking ball low, ball one. It is Hoskins who's gone 2-for-2. The top of this order has been almost unblemished. Durbin's made one out. Churio's made one out. That's it for the top four guys. 2-1, none out. The 1-0. Hoskins takes low and away on a cutter. It's 2-0. Nine for 11, the top four in the Brewers' order pitch. 2-0 is in at the knees, a cutter for a strike to Hoskins, 2-1. 9-for-11 for Durbin, Churio, Contreras, and Hoskins combined. Josh Maurer, Lane Grindle, Kent Sommerfeld. Under the lights at American Family Fields of Phoenix, the 2-1 pitch right in there. It's a slider that locked up, Reese couldn't pull the trigger, 2-2. The Diamondbacks had a four-run first and now just a four-run fourth against Freddy Peralta to knock him out. Brewers had a four-run second after a two-run first against Corbin Burns, who at one point left the game and then re-entered. Eight, six, Arizona. 2-2 on Hoskins. Churio at second, Contreras first. Infield at double play depth. Corbin ready, the 2-2. Down low in the dirt on a curve. Glances off the glove of Moreno. Not far enough for an advance. It's a full count. Ben McLaughlin, by the way, who pinch hit for Pavin Smith, stays in at Smith's position, first base. McLaughlin is playing behind Contreras. Corbin is ready. Okay's the sign from Moreno. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Caught him with a cutter. Reese took an emergency cut at the very last moment. Realized, uh-oh, that might be a strike. By the time he offered, he couldn't touch it. So that's the first out of the inning. That brings up Garrett Mitchell. Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, less is more. Mitchell's 0 for 2 tonight. 2 on and 1 out in the pitch. Garrett took it a little bit low. That's the cutter. Corbin's gone up about 75 pitches. Remember, he had to get the help from the bullpen for the final two outs in that second inning rally. Corbin throws in behind Churio at second. He throws it off the glove of the shortstop Perdomo. It trickles into shallow center field, and each runner advances. It's the second pickoff throwing error by Burns tonight. Threw that a little low. And Geraldo Perdomo couldn't catch it. So Churio to third. Contreras followed him to second base with one out. This game's been offense heavy and at times sloppy. That's three errors on the Diamondbacks. Infield will stay back here so Mitchell could get an RBI with a ground ball. Actually, they gave that error to Perdomo. 1-0 pitch. Line smash back through the middle and into center field. Base hit. Scoring from third, Churio. Contreras will be held at third as Thomas throws it home. That was a screamer. Garrett Mitchell with an RBI knock. It's 8-7 Diamondbacks in the fourth. And I will say this once again. These hits against Corbin Burns are not coming the cheap way. First hit for Garrett Mitchell. That was 112 miles an hour off his bat. We got data on everything here. That's it for Corbin Burns. Sam Knowlton is coming into the game as Torey Lovello, the manager, makes a pitching change. U.S. Cellular, they present all these changes. They remind you when the game is on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular is built for us. Knowlton coming in. 8-7 Diamondbacks, they're on the corners on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University, Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Come on, guys. Get your shoes on. We're heading to Grandma's house.
Can I have an ice cream sandwich on the way? I saw some cedar crust in the freezer.
And you thought those were for you?
Well, yeah, I did.
Because you're the only one who likes cedar crust ice cream?
No, Arlo likes it too.
Yes, I do.
And I know how much you love your kids, Mom. Almost as much as your kids love cedar crust.
Well, you're right. But don't eat all of them. Your dad and I like Cedar Crest too. Grab one for each of us.
Cedar Crest ice cream sandwiches, available in vanilla and black cherry.
Right-hander Sam Knowlton takes over for Corbin Burns, who is removed for the second time in the middle of an inning tonight. Bottom four, tying run at third, that's Contreras. Go-ahead run at first, that's Mitchell. Eduardo Garcia, the new shortstop, is the batter. And Knowlton misses up and out for ball one. This guy Knowlton's got quite a fastball. That was 97 miles an hour. Corbin ended up getting eight outs total. That's it. There goes the runner for second. Pitch is high. They throw through to second. Moreno, it's not in time to get Mitchell. It's a steal for Garrett, and Contreras stays put at third base. 2-0 the count on the batter, Eduardo Garcia. Not a bad idea with one out in the inning. get out of that ground ball double play possibility there. Garrett Mitchell. Go-ahead run now in scoring position. 2-0 on Eduardo, the pitch. Upstairs, 97 on the gun, 3-0. From Knowlton. We'll talk about that attendance that you hear in the background of our voices in a moment. 3-0 pitch, though, is high ball four. Eduardo Garcia gets a four-pitch free pass to load the bases with one out. Inauspicious beginning for Sam Knowlton. K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N. Knowlton. Jake Bowers comes up with the bases loaded. Walk right in, by the way. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Bowers against Corbin Burns, 1-for-2. Ground ball right side. First baseman McLaughlin has it, throws to second for one. That's all they'll get. Tying run scores from third, Contreras. It was not hit all that hard by Jake. McLaughlin threw to the shortstop Perdomo. 3-6 on the fielder's choice. Give Bowers an RBI. And we are tied at 8. Safely over to third base goes Mitchell. So both Corbin Burns and Freddie Peralta give up 8 runs tonight in their final tune-up start before the regular season, each of them. Here's Oliver Dunn, runners in the corners. There goes the runner. Pitches a called strike at the knees. No throw by Moreno. Jake Bowers, an uncontested steal of second base. They're running wild. This does not feel like we're watching a major league game. 0-1 pitch. Off the plate away on Dunn, 1-1. Kind of has the feel like you're watching a high school game or something.
The way they're running so much.
The way they're running and the way they're hitting.
And some errors have been sprinkled in there a little bit.
Oliver Dunn had an infield hit last inning. 1-1 pitch jammed by Knowlton's 97-mile-an-hour heat. Fouls it back into the screen, 1-2. Spring training special here tonight in front of 9,597. Second and third in the pitch. Line foul opposite way left field side by the left-handed hitting Dunn. Hit the extended netting in front of the Diamondbacks bullpen that way, and the count remains 1-2. So almost 10,000. Just a great crowd and an atmosphere. Tied at 8. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Knowlton, a cutter up in the zone, strikes out Ollie Dunn to retire the side. 8-8 through 4. 16 combined runs as we head to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand to keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating. Natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling. What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer. 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The best sounds you can get.
It's back! Track! Bye!
Bye-bye baseball!
All season long, this is the Brewers Radio Network.
Freddy Peralta re-enters this game as we go to the fifth. Even though he's thrown about 80 pitches, they want him to go some more, and we're tied at eight. Back on the microphone, here's Lane Grindle.
Yeah, he's thrown 78 so far. We'll see if this is a situation where he gets one batter here, and then the Brewers go a different direction. They will begin this inning with action in the bullpen. Abner Uribe is getting loose down there as Gabriel Moreno leads off for the Diamondbacks in the top of the fifth and lines one into center for a base hit. This is like that Oprah Winfrey meme. You get a hit and you get a hit and you get a hit. That's a car in that meme, but that's what it's like here tonight. So a base hit for Moreno, and now here's Jake McCarthy. McCarthy is 1-for-2, double and a ground out tonight. He squares to bunt, pulls the bat back, and took a changeup down low. It's 1-0.
Well, Corbin Burns gave up 11 hits and got 8 outs. Freddie's given up 8.
2 2/3, 11 hits, 8 runs, 7 earned, 5 strikeouts for Burns. 1-0 pitch. Fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. Now, in defense of both pitchers, I will say that both have tried to work down in the zone, and that has just not been open for business with Brian Walsh.